So, we've gotten one pest taken care of with an archery tag. What do we do with the other 50 out there in the herd that may be coming around at night? They're very patient. They've got all day to get there and get to them, you know, when you're sleeping, when you're gone, when you're not there. And when you turn around and they could be, you know, 20 feet away and you never see them, it seems like sometimes. What's y'all's community effort to keep them moving along to the next neighbors?
Unfortunately, it's not the most attractive in the landscape, but the most effective probably is still fencing. You need to fence them out. On an elk, it's kind of difficult in that that's a big animal, has a pretty good reach, so you're going to have to fence up pretty high. You know, an 8-foot fence around apple trees or your garden's probably bare minimum. Then deer, same thing. They have the ability to jump a fence pretty easy, so you got to really high fence things to really hold them out. There's a lot of repellents on the market. Somewhat effective. You know, I think we're all still groping, you know, for the miracle cure. Everybody puts Lifebuoy soap in their trees come fall when the elk are rubbing the velvet off their antlers, and so they don't thrash their trees.
Right. Yeah, and that's even worse than eating a few fruit. They're actually killing the trees because they rub all the cambium layer off of them.
They can do some major damage.
Yeah. Or even actually just break them.
That's it. You bet. And
well, big high square mesh fence, 8 or 10 feet tall. If you need the name of a fencing contractor, we probably got a few.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Let's talk to Randy. He's got a problem with rosemary he's got in a container. Welcome to the program, Randy. Tell us about your rosemary.
Okay, what I've got is like a chicken wire design of a dolphin in a planter that looks like it's jumping over into the pool. I've had a couple of rosemary plants in them, but they don't seem to do real good. And I need something that's going to, you know, fill in, but you can trim it to where it looks good. Any ideas?
And it's out in full sun?
In full sun.
Okay. Yeah, you know, those are a little tough because it's got to have something with very small foliage so you can shear it. Once it starts filling it, you can shear it to shape, and things with big leaves and thick stems don't lend themselves to that. Rosemary ought to work. I mean, it takes sun and heat, and if it's in a container, you may need to water it more and maybe fertilize it a little more. So, you know, the problem with containers, especially in the hot weather, you're watering them a lot, so you're leaching those nutrients out a lot. You know, I don't have rosemary in a form like that, but I do have a big pot of rosemary that we use, you know, for cooking, and it does very well, and it faces west, and it's up against a west wall. It's really hot in the summer, but so it ought to work. Now, there's another little plant that's really tough you might look at called germander. Germander's really tough and has a smaller leaf. That would work probably pretty well. Thyme might work, although it, you know, doesn't get that big, you know, so I'm not sure that would solve the problem. But germander might be another option for you, creeping germander.
Appreciate the call. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you. If you've got questions about your landscape, garden, or
do we deliver pizza?
Yeah. We are sitting in the Memory Lane Cafe and Collectibles, specializing in pizza. We give special thanks to Bob, who's hosted us here, let us broadcast the show. We are he's actually from he went to Coronado High School, Kiva Elementary, for your old neck of the woods. The nursery's still
Coronado
there.
Dons go marching on. No.
And Chris Kingle, why don't you give a minute to recap your business and where you all are located and a little bit of your history?
Well, actually, we're in downtown Lakeside. Started the business 37 years ago and been able to live in my passion and the beautiful Pine Top Lakeside area. Raised my children there, and it's been a great ride.
And how many do you have?
I have two kids.
And both of them married off, or was this the first one?
The first one to be married off, my younger. She's my only little girl, and then my son is a oil trader in Calgary, Canada right now.
Wow.
Yep.
Interesting. He's... said no, he wanted to go deeper
really
in the soil.
Really cold.
Exactly. I think those poor kids and growing up loaded enough manure in the trunks of cars that they both fled my business. So.
And Mr. Harper, Harper's Nursery, thanks for coming up with us this morning.
My pleasure.
Recap.
Well, adding value to your home by landscaping, and it can make or break a house. I mean, you can have the most beautiful house in the world and have really poor executed or just not well maintained or no landscaping at all, and that house just doesn't show well. So it just finishes the house, and unfortunately a lot of people they blow their budget on the expensive kitchen and mm-hmm. All of the appliances and the window treatments and everything else, and they skimp on the landscaping, and unfortunately then they pay for that sometimes later.
It's Rosie on the House, back with Todd Whitaker Drywall and Rosie Romero.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.